Open your Bibles to John chapter number 14. Sa aklat tayo ng John chapter number 14. At basahin natin verse number 1, 2, and 3. Well, babasahin ko na lang. Let not your heart be troubled, the Bible says. Jesus is speaking here. And here Jesus is speaking to the church in the upper room. This is the final speech, teachings of Jesus Christ before he will be betrayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And so we have Jesus instructing the church in John chapter 14, 15, 16, and then he prays in John chapter 17, and he's getting ready to be betrayed, and so these are his final words before his crucifixion. And sometimes when you're leaving, you always share the most important words. And so these are very, very important words. I think everything that Jesus says is important. But heightened by the fact that he's leaving, that he's going to be executed, these are very poignant words. And he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And so heaven, the Father's house, the many mansions up in his house. Heaven is a prepared place. So malapit na ang kamatayan ni Jesus, at sa mga mamumunting kapanahunan bago siya umalis o bago siya mamatay, ay nagbibitaw siya ng mga katotohanan na magbibigay ng ginhawa o aliw para sa kanyang iglesia o sa kanyang mga disipulo na naibaptize 3 years ago nung nagsimula sila na sumunod kay Jesus Christ. At sa mga salitang ito ay ang mga salitang ito para na rin sa atin na mga baptized disciples na sumusunod kay Jesus Christ bilang kanyang church sa kapanahunan natin ngayon. So if tayo ay nandoon sa upper room, malamang maririnig natin yung sinabi ng Panginoon at para na rin sa atin ang mga words na ito. And so it's a big comfort. Jesus comforts the church in the upper room. And as he's leaving them and departing from them, he leaves them these great words of comfort concerning the Father's house, the many mansions, the place that is prepared for them who believe in him. So I'm speaking this morning on the topic of heaven. Langit, ito ay ang pupuntahan ng lahat ng mga ligtas, ng lahat ng mga sumasampalataya kay Jesucristo na walang halong laman, na walang halong kagustuhan ng laman o kasalanan o ritual o religion. Ito ay ang langit ay hinanda ng Diyos para sa mga naghanda. Ready ka na ba? Ikaw ba ay handa para sa langit? Oh, sabi ng iba, ito na ang langit natin. No, I'm sorry. Tingnan mo ang sinabi ni Jesus Christ, huwag mabalisa ang iyong mga puso. Nananampalataya kayo sa Diyos, manampalataya rin kayo sa akin. Sa bahay ng aking ama ay maraming tirahan, maraming mansyon. Kung hindi gayon, ay sinabi ko na sa inyo, ako ay paruroon upang maghanda ng dako para sa inyo. So meron talagang lugar, meron talagang langit, meron talagang tahanan ng Diyos Ama na hinahanda ni Kristo para sa lahat ng mga ligtas, sa lahat ng mga saved. Hindi ito para lang sa mga Katolikos, para lang sa mga Baptist. Hindi yan ang usapan. Maging ano ka man, kung ikaw ay tunay na umaasa at nananalig kay Jesucristo lamang, na walang halong ritual, na walang halong sakramento, purong pananampalataya at tiwala kay Jesucristo lamang, ang langit ay prineper ng Diyos Anak na si Jesucristo para sa'yo. This is prepared place for all who believe on the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have repented of sin. You repented of false teaching and false doctrine. You repented of trusting in yourself, depending upon you. You turn your eyes away from self and you put it on Jesus Christ. You are prepared for heaven. Yon ang preparation na ginagawa ng Panginoon. So, tatlong mga bagay ang gusto kong ipakita sa inyo from John chapter 14. Ito sa verse na ito, okay? Una sa lahat, ano ang mga ihinanda ng Panginoon? Ano ang mga ihinanda ng Panginoon? First of all, I want you to see what is Jesus preparing. What is Jesus preparing? Look over in verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Mansions, plural. Hindi lang isang malaking mansyon ang langit. Hindi. Ang bawat mananampalataya ay mayroong sariling mansyon sa tahanan ng Ama. O, ibig sabihin po, ito ay lugar o tirahan. Ito ay isang pananatilihan. Ito ay isang tahanan, home, mansion, abode. It is a dwelling place. There literally is a mansion that Jesus prepares for every believer. In the Father's house are many mansions. What is He preparing for us today? If you're a believer, if you know the Lord is your Savior, Jesus has prepared for us a mansion. I hope that you are excited that you have a mansion to look forward to. You know how many mansions? There are many mansions in the Philippines. Yung mansion ni Manny Pacquiao sa Makati, 700 million pesos. May dalawang swimming pool doon sa mansion ni Manny Pacquiao. I mean, that's a wealthy mansion. But when I compare that to heaven, katiting lang ang mansion ni Manny Pacquiao. Yung mansion ni Chris Aquino, may mansion yan. Yung mansion ni, sino ba yung mga may mansion dito? Si Willie Rebillame, may mansion yan. Si, hindi ko nakilala yung iba eh. Donggo? Tama ba yun? Hindi si Bongo, hindi si Senator Bongo. Yung artista, Digong Bo, no? Ding dong. Yung ano niya, yung kasama niya si Marian. Yon ding sino? Ding dong si Dantes. Yes, Ding Dong Dantes. At yung kasama niya si Marian Rivera. Yon. May mansion sila. In fact, I think nasa Taguig yung mansion nila. Meron pa silang bamboo house nakakabit dun sa mansion nila. There are mansions in the Philippines. But none of the mansions on earth will match one mansion in heaven. Ibig sabihin, ang mansion sa langit ay malaki, maluwang, mayaman, at marami. Ang lugar at ng mansyon sa langit ay lugar ng pagpapahinga. Dito sa buhay natin, dito sa lupa, tribulation ang maaasahan natin, trouble ang maaasahan natin sa mundong ito. Ito ay kaluwagan, ito ay katahimikan. Ang langit ay punong-puno ng dako ng may kaantasan, umaabot yan, yun, no? Pag-aralan mo ang Book of Revelation, the New Jerusalem. Ang pangalan ng lungsod ng Diyos ay New Jerusalem. Mas malawak pa siya sa Jerusalem ngayon. Napakaganda ng Jerusalem ngayon, pero mas malaki ang New Jerusalem, ang tahanan ng Ama. Oh, the heavenly house of the Father is way bigger than any house that could ever be constructed here on earth. God has prepared a place. It's a prepared place. Ito ay pwesto ng kasiyahan, kaligayahan, kaluguran, katuwaan. Ito ay tahanan ng isang amo o isang Panginoon o isang hari. You know, a mansion suggests that the person who owns the mansion is a lord or a master or a king or someone prominent. I mean, if you live in a mansion, obviously you have the finances to sustain the mansion. You're a wealthy person if you live in a mansion. Now I want you to know something. Jesus is preparing for us as his believers a mansion in the Father's house. For each and every one of us, he has made us kings and priests because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ito ay hindi magigiba bagkos ito ay mananatili magpakailanman. Kaya nga, meron tayong buhay na walang hanggan. You know how long your mansion in heaven will last? The mansion that God, Jesus, has prepared for you will last for all eternity. It'll never have to be kept up and maintained. It'll never suffer decay or loss or termites. I don't think there's roaches in heaven. God, Jesus, is preparing a place for us as his believers. Now, if you're not born again, if you're not saved, this is the only heaven you will ever experience. Kung hindi ka saved, kung hindi ka ligtas, eto na ang langit mo. Kasi sa oras na mamatay ka, kung hindi ka saved, kung hindi ka born again, pagmulat ng mata mo, pagkatapos ng panghuli mong hinga dito sa mundong ito, ang susunod na hinga ay sa impyerno. Kaya eto na ang langit talaga para sa mga hindi ligtas. Pero amen sa awa ng Diyos, kung ikaw ay born again, saved, at sumasampalataya kay Kristo lamang, eto na ang introduction mo sa langit. This is just the beginning. Salvation is just the start. When you take your last breath here on earth, the next breath you take is the heavenly house of the Father in heaven. Oh, it's a place of joy. It's a place of honor. It's a place of happiness. It's a place that's not congested. The statistics of heaven in the book of Revelation is astounding. Did you know that heaven is 1,400 miles long? 1,400 miles wide? 1,400 miles high? If you can visualize America, the USA, the New Jerusalem will occupy half of America, a little bit of Mexico, and a little bit of Canada. That's how huge the New Jerusalem is. 1,400 miles cube. It's a perfect cube, according to scriptures. There are several floors. If you follow the math, you're looking. Oh, let me look at my math here, because I want to make sure I don't mess this up. I want to see this here. 2.7 billion cubic meters of a crystal city. So it's 2.7 billion cubic meters cube. What does that mean? That means the surface of the earth could fit 14 times in the New Jerusalem. 14 times the surface of the earth can fit in the New Jerusalem. So if you have a perfect cube, then you have stories. You can say 20 stories high will be the next level. 20 stories, another 20 stories is the next level. And another 20 stories is the next level, because it's a cube. You're building up. All right, so that amounts to 396,000 stories. The foundation level, the first story, could fit easily 40 billion people. And that's just the foundation, first level. You still have 396,000 stories more. Why is heaven so big? Why is heaven so massive? You know why? Because God wants to make sure that everyone who wants to get saved can get inside and live in a mansion in the Father's house. Because He's preparing it for a people who will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Number two, ilan ang mga mansyon na hinanda niya? How many mansions did Jesus prepare for His people? Well, let's go back to John chapter 14, verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many, many mansions. So, hindi naman sinabi sa atin kung ilan. Ang sinabi lang sa atin, marami, many. You know, God is always willing to save as many people as possible. Wala ho siyang pinatanggihan. God doesn't turn away someone. If that person truly repents and believes on Jesus Christ, God receives him. No matter who he is, no matter what he's done, it doesn't matter his background, it doesn't matter if he's rich or poor, educated or not educated, national or foreigner, that's not the issue. If a person is in Christ, God receives him into the Father's house the minute, the second he dies. He leaves this earth and he is in the presence of the Father and his own mansion in the Father's house. As many. Now, God always prepares for many. Imagine Noah's Ark. Now, at the time when the world was around the time of Noah's Ark, you know, Noah built a huge ark. That was not intended for animals. Sure, there may have been purposes for animals, but mainly God made a huge ark to accommodate as many people who want to be saved. How many were saved? Eight people. That's it. Out of the billions of people that lived in the earth back in the day, a majority of them did not believe, did not trust in the Messiah, did not trust in Jehovah God. They didn't want anything to do with the Savior, the Redeemer. They ate, they drank, they married, and they lived as if this was the heaven. They didn't believe in God. They didn't believe in Moses or in Noah. By the way, do you know how long Noah preached? He preached 120 years. Do you think 120 years of preaching is ample warning? I think so. And yet, only eight people responded by faith and went into the ark. I hope many more people would respond in faith and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. You think of the New Jerusalem. I mean, 396,000 stories. The first story could fit 40 billion people. I think God wants to communicate to us that He wants to save as many people as possible. But what is the requirement for salvation? Faith. Faith. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Your heart. That's it. Turn your heart to Jesus. But think of how many people will not put their faith in Jesus. They put their faith in religion. They put their faith in tradition. They put their faith in false teaching. They put their faith in self. No, you got to put your faith in Jesus. That's salvation. This is prepared already, by the way. He's not going to build more. I mean, the New Jerusalem is ready. The mansions are set. Look over in John chapter 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I go to prepare a place. Sabi niya sa verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. There's already mansions there. Hindi niya sinabi, in my Father's house shall be many mansions. No. He said there are many mansions. It's already there. Can I tell you this? God already prepared heaven to receive all of you. He wants you saved. God wants each and every one of us saved. He's inviting us. Come to the Father's house. Come in. And the only way to heaven is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus gave His life for many. Look at Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. There are many mansions. God wants to save many. Jesus died for many. Look at Matthew chapter 20. And verse number 28. Matthew chapter 20 and verse number 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give His life a ransom for many. He gave Himself a ransom for many. Go over to John chapter 1 verse 12. One of the greatest promises in all the Bible, John chapter 1 verse 12. Maybe you memorized it already. You should. It's a great verse. It's a wonderful promise. John chapter 1 verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So who does Jesus save? Who does God save? He saves the many who receive Him. Have you received the Lord as your Savior? Have you trusted in Him? Do you know that for sure? Well, if you don't know that for sure, you can. You can open your heart and receive Him. And when you receive Him, guess what? He receives you. He doesn't require of you anything except faith. Now, you have to repent and believe. You have to turn. But that's not work. That's a work of grace in your heart. God does the work. Jesus died. You didn't have to die. Jesus bled. You didn't have to bleed. Jesus suffered. You don't have to suffer. Kaya nga siya ang gumawa para ikaw ang hindi gumawa. Kumbaga, ihinain na ng Diyos ang langit. Ang kailangan mo lang tanggapin. Last verse number, last point. Where are these mansions located? Where is this located? Well, look at John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house. In my Father's house, Jesus said. So saan itong mga mansions na ito? Ay, nandun pala sa tahanan ng aking Ama. Ibig sabihin, ang langit pala, ang New Jerusalem, ay isang napakalaking tahanan ng Ama. At sa loob ng tahanan ng Ama ay ang mga tahanan ng mga mananampalataya, ang mga mansions nila. Ito ay isang tahanan ng maraming mga tahanan na nakadugtong. Ito ay tinatawag na langit. Dito sa loob ng langit, may makalangit na pagsasama. Dito sa langit, lahat tayo ay pantay. Nasa lupa, sa sanglibutan, may mayaman na mananampalataya, may mahirap na mananampalataya. Pero pagdating natin sa langit, pantay ho lahat tayo. Kasi, ia-adjust ng Diyos yung kakulangan natin. Brother Bill, bakit yung mga masasama sa lupang ito, tila sila ay umuunlad? Bakit yung mga kurapot, sila ang may pwesto, may kapangyarihan? Bakit yung mga nagsusumikap, naghihirap sa Panginoon, dukha, tila dukha? Pag yung isang lasinggerong mayaman namatay, nako, ang ganda pa ng kabaong niya. Mahogany. Huh? Yung kahoy. Napakaganda. Tapos, yung ilalagay yung kanyang ataol sa isang magandang marble na burial na para sa kanyang pamilya. Parang ang maliit na mansyon, no? Pero kurakot yun. Mamamatay tao. Pero yung halimbawa, yung Christian, walang-wala, yung kanyang kabaong ay parang ano na lang, ano ba yun? Anong pinaka-pinya? Pinya, ano? Ano yung pinakamurang ano? Box. Box lang. O, di ba? Tapos, ilalagay siya sa isang pwesto na walang marka, walang nakakaalam. Bakit yung mga masasama, tila sila ay umuunlad, sumusulong, at yung mga Kristiyano, parang nahihirapan at walang-wala. Okay lang yun. Kasi pagdating ng langit, aayusin ng Diyos ang mga libro. Aayusin ng Diyos yung mga hindi tama. Isang tirahan, punong-puno ng pag-ibig at liwanag at walang kasalanan doon. Sa langit, walang naglalasing. Mga umiinom, mga nagpa-party, mga nakakabuisit sa ano, sa sa kapitbahay, mga naglalasing, nag-aaway, nagsusugal, nagninigarilyo, na bronchitis pa yung mga kapitbahay mo. Mga nagbibidyoke na walang kabuluhan yung mga inaawit mo, punong-puno ng laman, punong-puno ng mundo. Alam niyo ho, sa langit walang ganyan. Sabi naman, edi Brother Bill, sa langit, di hindi masaya doon. Eh hindi, kasi hindi ka sanay sa tunay na pakikiisa sa Diyos. Kaya yung kagustuhan ng laman mo, makamundo. Pero kung tunay na tanggapin mo si Jesus Christ sa iyong buhay, meron kang puso na humahangad para sa isang langit na tahimik at napakaganda at napakaliwanag, na kung saan araw-araw maglilingkod ka sa Panginoon, sasamba ka sa Panginoon, araw-araw, kumbaga, parang isang church ang langit. Sa isang linggo, pwede tayong magpahinga, at iwanan natin ang magulong mundo at pumulong at mag-pray at maglingkod sa Diyos at umawit ng mga awit na katanggap-tanggap sa Diyos. Parang maliit na langit ito compare sa langit na pupuntahan natin. At araw-araw, madadagdagan na, pagdating natin sa langit, araw-araw, madadagdagan ang kaalaman natin patungkol sa Diyos. Hindi pa ho natin na-discover ang kabuuan ng Diyos at hindi natin matutuklasan yan hanggat wala pa tayo sa langit. Oh, yes. Sino ang naghahanda nito? Sabi niya, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Who prepared it? Jesus prepared it. Sa palagay ko, pag si Jesus Christ ang gumawa ng mansion, it will be the perfect mansion. Kapag bumili ka ng isang mansion o isang bahay, ibig sabihin may pera ka para bilhin yung lupa at yung bahay na yan. Is that correct? Meron bang bibili ng lote at saka bahay na walang pera? Hindi pwede yun, no? Pero, yung bibili ng lote at saka bahay, may pera yon. Now, tanong, si Jesus Christ ba? Ano ang binayad niya para magkaroon tayo ng pagkakataon na pumunta sa langit? What did Jesus pay for us to have a mansion in heaven? Have you ever thought about that? What did Jesus pay? Well, go to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter number 20. Tingnan mo yung ginawa ng Panginoon para sa atin. Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 28. Acts chapter 20, verse number 28. Therefore, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Yon. Kaya pala namatay si Jesucristo sa krus at binuhos niya ang kanyang dugo. Yon ang kabayaran para magkaroon tayo ng karapatan na iwanan ang mundong ito at pumunta sa kanyang langit. Binayaran niya ng Panginoon. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23. Ye are bought with a price. Oh, tayo palang mananampalataya ay binili ng Diyos. Oh, with His blood. Yon ang kabayaran. Hebrews chapter 9. Go over to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So by His blood, He obtained eternal redemption for us. Wow. It took His blood. 1 Peter chapter 18. 1 Peter chapter 18. This is why we can own a mansion in heaven. It's not like we own it. Jesus purchased it. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. And this voice, I'm sorry, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, hindi ho tayo tinubos ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng salapi, ginto, kayamanan na pinanggalingan ng tradisyon natin na namana natin o natutunan natin sa mga ninununuan natin. Hindi yan ang ginamit ng Panginoon. Verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. Bagkus, ang ginamit ng Panginoon ay yung kanyang banal na dugo. So, Jesus paid it all. You don't owe anything. You don't need to pay anything. It's already been paid and prepared. So, nag-down payment na ang Panginoon. Tanong, meron ka bang reservation sa langit? Nandiyan na ba yung reservation mo? Tingnan mo ang 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Last verse. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. To an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So you see, nakareserba na ba ang mansion mo sa langit? Eh, Brother Bill, hindi ako sure. Buksan mo ang iyong puso. Tanggapin si Jesus Christ at may reservation ka na. Para pagdating ng time na tawagin ka ng Diyos at umarap ka sa Kanya, hindi ka haharap sa Kanya na hubad. Hindi ka haharap at itataguyod mo yung sarili mong kabutihan. Haharap ka sa Diyos at itataguyod mo ang pangalan ng Panginoong Jesucristo na siya ang namatay, nilibing, muling nabuhay para sa iyo. At sasabihin mo, Lord, dahil kay Kristo, ako ay iyong anak. Kung ganon, tatanggapin ka ng Diyos. Hindi dahil sa'yo, kundi dahil kay Kristo. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Oh, heaven is a prepared place. It's a reservation. Do you have a reservation? Nako, pag wala kang reservation, wala kang maaasahan sa araw na yan. Ayusin mo, ang reservation, inaayos ko yan before. Before na mag-trip ka. Before na humayo, meron ka ng reservation. Sa awa ng Diyos, may reservation ang lahat ng umaasa kay Kristo. Ikaw ba ay may reservation? Brother Bill, pray for me. Hindi ako sure kung may reservation ako, pero gusto kong maging sure. Gusto kong buksan ang aking puso at tanggapin si Jesus Christ at magpareserba ng mansyon sa langit alang-alang kay Kristo. Pray for me. Would you raise your hand? Let me see your hand. I'll pray for you. God bless you. Sino pa? Pray for me, Brother Bill. Gusto kong tanggapin si Jesus Christ at magkaroon ng reservation sa langit. Alright? Yung mga nanonood, ito ay isang bagay ng puso. Hindi ito sa gawa, hindi ito sa pakitang tao. Ito ay yung puso. Kung ikaw ay tunay na buksan mong iyong puso, magsisi at umasa ka kay Kristo, pag tinanggap mo siya, tatanggapin ka niya. Dahil siya ay namatay, ilibing muling nabuhay para sa iyo. Para ihanda niya ang mansyon para sa iyo. Alam mo kung tanggihan mo si Kristo, impyerno ang bagsak mo. Isang dagat-dagatang apoy, madilim, napakasama. Kaya habang may panahon, habang ngayon, buhay, at may sigla sa awa ng Diyos, magpasalamat at buksan ang iyong puso, tanggapin si Jesus.